The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, November the 4th, and we've got a special event that we talk about, the Missouri Contemporary Ballet Fall Performance. And that's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Correct.
Karen Grundy, welcome to Radio Friends.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
This is an annual event you've had now? How many years?
This is our sixth season, so yeah. Yes, we always have a fall performance.
So tell me about it.
It is called Evoke.
Evoke.
Yes.
Each year it has a different name.
A new,
so why is it Evoke this year?
I just feel like this repertoire that we're presenting this time is really going out of the box as far as moving forward more into heartbreak and more artistry and things like that. So we're
more
kind
into heartbreak.
There's a little heartbreak in there, and there's but you're also really starting to see the athleticism of my dancers. And we have 11 dancers this year, and that's exciting.
Yeah,
so we're growing.
Is that more than that's more?
This
than
is
last
the most
year.
We've had. Yep.
Yeah. How long does the performance last? How long is it?
It will be with intermission. It'll be about an hour and a half total.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good length. Mm-hmm. And it will be Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday night at the Missouri Theater. So
now, when you're doing a performance like Evoke, and you've got 11 dancers, and some of these dancers are really strenuous, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
How long are you rehearsing this, and how long can you rehearse it before you start to wear out?
Well, I mean, you know, as dancers, we have to learn how to kind of pace ourselves. But you know, I mean, there are some of my dancers that are in all but one piece. And so
so they're dancing an hour and a half?
Almost an hour and a half. So
constant movement for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's gotta wear you out.
Yeah. It's tough, but you know, that's what we live for.
And I like that. That's what you live for. How much time a rehearsal goes into it?
Well, we started August 30th, and so we've been rehearsing this show since then. We rehearse Monday through Friday from about 9 to 3 p.m.
This is serious business
you're
talking about.
It is professional.
That's a serious professional business that you're talking about. But you love it, as you said.
I love it.
You live for it.
They love it.
Do you want to tell us just a little bit, a quick synopsis about the dances themselves?
Sure. We have five world premieres. One's choreographed by a national choreographer, and two are choreographed by my resident choreographer, and one is actually choreographed by one of my company members who earned that choreography spot. And then I have a new piece by myself. We have two pieces from our repertoire. One is a fan favorite called Twisted, and it's from our very first show, and it is based off of the game Twister.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. It's
the game Twister. I just realized this.
Uh-huh.
So there's all these different movements
and
where
colors and dots, and there's a spinner.
Okay. Is a dance different each time it's performed?
There are some parts of it that can be different, but most of it's the same.
Okay. So if people want to see the performance, it is next Thursday.
And Friday.
Next Thursday and Friday.
At 7:30 p.m.
Okay, 7:30 till about 9 o'clock.
Probably about 9 o'clock, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Tickets are for sale at the Missouri Theater box office and also through the concertseries.org.
Okay. So they can either go online and mm-hmm. buy the tickets, or they can purchase them.
They can also call, and I don't know the concert series number offhand, but
okay.
They can also call the concert series.
Call the concert series and you get it. And it's at the beautiful, historic Missouri Theater.
Yes.
Two evenings.
Yes.
So how do you think? You think you're going to sell out?
I hope we're going to sell out. It's a big theater, but,
yeah.
You know, I
yeah,
always am hopeful.
1,200 people. Good. Best of luck.
Thank you
break
very
a
much.
Leg.
Thanks.
Oh, well, you know what I mean by
that's
that.
That's good. That's okay.
Break a leg. Dancers, you tell them to break a leg. All right, Karen Grundy, thank you so much for coming by. Now we have Emily Raleigh with us, and you're with Columbia's Independent Actors Theater. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you.
To Radio Friend. What is Columbia's Independent Actors Theater?
We are a purposefully nomadic theater company, meaning we don't have a home space. We perform in venues all over Columbia, whatever suits.
A perfectly nomadic
purposefully
theater.
Nomadic, yes. On purpose, we choose to move to different venues. This is our fifth season doing theater in Columbia, live theater in various venues. So our second show of the season opens December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Blue Fugue. Mm-hmm. We've done performances at the Muse Cafe and Gallery. We've done it at Missouri Methodist Church. We go all over depending
on what the script needs. So how many people do you have in the company?
Well, we use actors from the community. So any actor in the community is more than welcome to audition for any of our shows. So it's a rotating cast of people you'll see in the shows.
Wow. Is this a unique situation to Columbia, or are there other organizations like yours around the country?
There are small companies. A lot of small companies start being nomadic because they don't have the funds to have a space. Our intent when our founders started the company in 2007, they specifically said, we don't need to have a space. We want to explode the notion of where you can do
but
theater.
But doesn't that concern you, not knowing where you're going to perform next?
Well, we schedule that out for the season, so we have a sense of where things are going to be. But it's really good for the actors, actually. We're very actor-centered.
And where do you rehearse, then, if you don't have a...
A variety of venues as well. sometimes churches. Sometimes MU has been very kind and given us space. It really depends on the needs of the production and who has space at that time. I've rehearsed in basements of people in the cast as well. But it really helps the actors focus.
You're kind of flying by the seat of your pants, aren't you?
Well, to some degree, although we've got, you know, our whole season planned out, so we have a plan.
Okay, so what's your season? What's your season?
Our first show of the season was Boom, and that was October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Uh-huh. It's a small kind of meta-theatrical sci-fi play, funny, a dark comedy. That was at the Blue Fugue. December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is a play called Temp Odyssey.
So that's the next one coming
that's
up. That's about
one
a
coming
month
up.
From now.
Yep, exactly.
December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Correct, at
Where?
The Blue Fugue.
Okay.
On 9th Street.
Okay.
Yep, and there's curtain times at 7. So that's the next show. In March, we have our Short Women's Play Festival. The plays are short, not the women. And that's our fourth annual.
Okay.
And those are original plays by women from across the country. And then in April, we're doing a play called Tally's Folly, which is a classic play. We usually tend to do more contemporary works, but we're going to try this with a more pared-down aesthetic, just very minimal benches, boxes, and actors.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to be a part of your organization... Mm-hmm. Who do they contact?
They can go to our website, which is
You do have a website.
Oh, yes, we do.
The website's not floating around. It's
no,
there.
That is permanent. It's IAtheater with an RE.org.
Well, okay, give it slower.
What is it? IAtheater.
www.iatheater
with an RE.
Okay.
.org. And so that website is always there in the same spot.
Okay.
And it has all our information. We also have a presence on Facebook, of course. We're Independent Actors Theater, Columbia, mm-hmm. Missouri. And then we have a Twitter account, too.
And so somebody, what if somebody has never acted and they decide they want to try their hand at this? You're welcome.
Come on out. Yeah, okay. Come on out.
But they have to audition.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Emily Raleigh, thank you so much for coming
Thanks.
By. Pleasure meeting you. Monday, we've got the Columbia Spinners and Weavers on the program and MU Healthcare. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have an idea of something you'd like to hear on the air, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.